Today is a huge day in America. My friends, that's because the New Orleans Saints take on the Green Bay Packers at home in Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Are you ready for some football, America? Well, I'm glad you are, because right here is your 50-yard line. And, oh, before the start of the football game, Barack Obama is going to waste valuable television time trying to convince Congress and the American people that he has some magical formula for creating jobs. Man with Uncle Remus getting be ready to dress the nation tonight. Print out your card, marks the appropriate spot every time you hear him use the corresponding phrase. Whoo, let me tell you what, the first person to get a line vertically, horizontally, or diagonally, you'll be standing up yelling, BS, or yo, mother. Go ahead, my friends, get out your Obama BS bingo cards right now. Now, if you don't have one, all you have to do is give us a call. For $19.95 plus $1.50 shipping and handling, we will send you your own personal Obama BS bingo card. But wait, if you call in the next 15 minutes, never mind, you get the idea, because that is about what we're going to get, is another line of BS tonight. Good evening and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't even know if I'd make it here for this. I was supposed to be on with Robbie for 2 hours today. I got hung up with something that took many hours longer than I expected. Glad to have you here live on this 8th day of September 2011 right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. What's happened in the markets today? Well, frankly, you know, I did a sizable transaction with a gentleman the other day who purchased like 10 ounces of gold and about 1,000 ounces of silver and all this stuff, of course, whined to me the next day that, oh, my goodness, well, you know, do you lock the price in once you get my money? I said, I know I locked the price in when you told me to, man. And, of course, he was whining because all the metals and everything dropped yesterday. And yet, what happened today? Boingo, boingo. Well, sure, in the aftermarket, gold's off $2.70, but guess what? It's up about $68 from where it closed yesterday. So the recovery on the precious metals is well underway. Silver currently at $42.31 an ounce. Gold at $1,866.90. Who's complaining? I'm certainly not. It's amazing. Platinum up $40 in the after hours. $1,860 an ounce. 1860 was a very good year if you were running for the presidency and your name was Abe Lincoln. Yeah, I'm fried tonight. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be back in a few moments with lots of commentary about, well, something that hookers do. They give jobs, don't they? Oh, different kind of job. We'll be back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That was some fine tunes, man.
Yeah, my man Dan and I were having some words of wisdom off the air, and I'm listening to missing some great Ella Fitzgerald there. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm most certain that my opening little salvo is going to offend a few folks out there. But guess what? The reality is, don't be offended at the messenger. Oh, my goodness. What do we got here? I got a message from Granny. She says, Obama has to compete with my shop in the football game. The question is, will Shuck and Jive beat out Real Solid News? Who the heck knows? What do we got from my... Yeah, well, I hope you heard it live on the air, Candy. You're going to get the rerun later. You know, it's folks, look, you have to sit back and look at this outrageous stuff going on in this country. You know, a week ago, Obama got slapped down by Congressman Boehner because he wanted to go on tonight and or last night and compete with the Republican debate being held at the, I believe it was the Ronald Reagan Library, if I'm not mistaken. And Boehner told him, nope, you can't do that. Not convenient, blah, blah, blah. So now Obama is going to go on before the NFL football game tonight. Football is, you know, America's past time. Two words, not one word. Big difference in the meaning. Yeah, I've said this for years. I believe that if you want to understand the real game, the real score, you need to tune into programs like Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, The Flip Side, the National Intel Report, and other programs of its type. Because this is the 50-yard line. You've got center seats, front row center seats to the biggest football game of all time. Or you could put it in terms of basketball or hockey or baseball. You know, oh, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball. Well, you get the idea. Because the question is, will America make it to the fourth quarter? And if we do, what will be the final score? Will we win it in overtime? Or will it go the direction of so many other games in the Colosseum, so to speak? If you're a historian, understand the Roman Colosseum. And so for me to open the program with this little bit of a satirical take about football and the Obama's BS bingo cards. I mean, I'm sure many of you have seen that on the internet before. It's come across. And you know, I just got back to my office. I left here at 8:30 this morning. Just before 8 o'clock this morning. I had to go to the bank and take care of business. I had to go get my new teeth fitted out at 9 o'clock. The doctor was making a mess of it. I said, "Doc, give me the thing. I will do it." And so I did it. You got an open mic, Dan? That's okay, man. And went ahead and did it, left there. I had to go over to sign some papers for a vehicle I was exchanging today. And we expected to be there maybe an hour and a half. I got there and started having second thoughts about the vehicle. I wanted my wife to come over and look at something else. She opted for the one we originally chose. No problem. It's basically going to be her car to drive, so I don't care. And doing a lot of juggling with vehicles with kids. You know, it's when my kids call me now, I answer, "Good evening, it's the First National Bank of Daddy." I don't care. It's a tool. That's all it is. You got to do all you can to help your family and not in a stupid, foolish way. So we do this thing. I expected to be out of the place by 12:30. Well, I got there an hour early, so I should have been out by 11:30. I didn't get out of this place until 2:45 for a lot of reasons I'm not going to bore you with. I get home, take care of some quick emails. My phones have been forwarding to me all day, been taking care of business. By the way, Jimmy, you should have your goods by now. Shortly after you and I talked this morning, I put a phone call in, found out that two of the three boxes were scheduled for delivery today, so I'm assuming you've received them by now. You know, we stay on top of these things as much as we are able to do so. So I get back here, go through emails, still filtering out phone calls, basically put the semblance of a number of things together to talk about today, predominantly what the idiocy is going to be an hour or so from now, from the idiot, and that's what he is. And so this opening piece was kind of a compilation of a couple of things I'd seen, and it all made a lot of sense. Obama's BS bingo cards. You figure out what BS stands for. Make it out yourself. And then I just kind of added, if you don't have one, you know, call us tonight, 1995. But wait, if you call in the next 15 minutes, we'll send you two Obama BS bingo cards. Offensive to some? And then, of course, I made the comment about hookers in Vegas and jobs and things of that nature. But it's upon occasion, my friends, we must find the laughter and the lightness in all this insanity, because if we don't, we might as well just, you know, reach in the dresser drawer and pull out a gun and take a couple of Smith & Wesson Brothers cough drops. U.S. Representative Lou Barletta. Now, I don't know who he represents, what state. I don't even care. This guy's come out and said that Obama tonight must address the illegal invasion of this nation as part of his speech on jobs to the joint session of Congress this evening. He goes on to say, millions of illegal aliens steal jobs from illegal American workers. Even the most conservative estimates indicate that between 10 to 12 million jobs are being stolen by illegal aliens. Well, let's be honest. As far as the crooked big businessman, I don't blame the illegal aliens. You can't steal something that a big businessman isn't willing to give to you, which is a job at a cheaper rate, screwing the American worker. Look, just imagine if we could give 10 million unemployed Americans those very jobs. I don't care if it's trimming palm trees. I frankly don't care if it's picking cotton or watermelon or lettuce or broccoli or roses or anything. Think about what all of this would do for the families of the American worker, for their communities, for the nation. All these words from Barletta. Gave those words in a press release issued by his office. I don't know where Hazleton is. It might be in Minnesota. If Obama, he said, is going to talk about jobs, he must advocate a crackdown on illegal immigration. I hate the word. Through stronger enforcement of existing laws. Let's not worry about stronger enforcement, Mr. Barletta. How about just, you know, enforcement of the existing laws? But he does go on to say, if you take away their jobs, illegals will self-deport. Millions of legal American workers will be able to fill those jobs. And that includes working at a car wash. But, of course, based on recent decisions by the Obama administration, Barletta said he's very confident the president will not call for a crackdown on illegal immigration during his speech. Just a few weeks ago, he said, the Obama administration gave illegal aliens permission to stay and continue stealing jobs from legal American workers through a de facto amnesty order. I do not expect Obama to suddenly change course and start enforcing the rule of immigration law, despite the fact that doing so would open millions of jobs to legal American workers, including a lot of his own so-called black brothers. I say so-called because I still question the pigmentation of Barack Obama. He's certainly black on the inside. The outside, look, I don't even care. That's a stupid issue. The fact of the matter is that blacks in the major cities in this country are suffering from work because of the allowance, the continued allowance of the violation of the law that has to do with working and immigration and everything else. So Barletta goes on to say, how does this administration allow this to happen? At a time when we're cutting waste, fraud, and abuse, the Obama administration now openly allows people to defraud the system, so it's only going to get worse. He says there can be no solution to the nation's unemployment problem if illegal immigration is not addressed. He is absolutely right. Obviously, that is only one aspect of illegal immigration. That's me stating that. Now, it is interesting that we bring all of this up. I'm trying to see if I can pull something up very quickly. Over at federalobserver.com, and I've not had a chance to update any of the websites today, we at least temporarily continue to publish a new segment called No Stinking Amnesty with a series of headlines dealing with the invasion. And let's just call it what it is, the invasion. One of them dealt with the fact that, let's see if I can find this, down near the bottom, I believe, no, it's not there. How about the one below it? I can't find it just because I want to find it very quickly. But it talks about the amount of money being stolen. Illegals raiding U.S. Treasury. A new report by the U.S. Treasury Department's Inspector General has found that illegal aliens collected $4.2 billion in 2010 in a refundable tax credit. A refundable tax credit? They're illegal aliens. They want to work? Send them home, wherever that home may happen to be. The $4.2 billion that illegals claimed under the child tax credit last year is four times higher than the amount in 2005. 2.3 million filers, illegal aliens, in 2010. 2.3 million illegal aliens claimed refundable child tax credit. You know who paid for that? You did. I did. I don't care if it's through sales tax, income tax. Doesn't make any difference. All the taxes go to the pot. They all pay the piper. I got to tell you something, my friends. Oh, my God, is he up there speaking now? I want to vomit. I can hear him in the background. Obama, all these Americans who desperately want to work. That's what I'm hearing in the background. Listen, this cat's got fantasy employment numbers, and they're all a fiction. You need a job? How about a job that pays the bills? These questions no longer apply to isolated parts of the country that have faced natural disasters or workers displaced by Enron-type white-collar criminal activity. In America, finding substantive work and keeping it has now become a national question of importance to everyone. And for a growing number of people, the answer from the business world to the question of employment has been, we're not hiring at this time. Chris Steyerwalt over at Fox News says the argument for saying America is not in a recession because we've stopped having three sequential quarters of negative growth becomes moot when every quarter's growth is so small that it cannot improve the economy. The truth is that America's economy and its subsequent lack of job growth is like a heavy anchor dragging the bottom of the deepest ocean. Now imagine the American worker strapped to that anchor. The mental image is complete now, is it not? Shayla Dewan, writing in the New York Times, says that we see that the most recent reports show the unemployment rate at 9.1%. We talked about it yesterday. The acknowledgement, little by little, is finally coming out of even left-leaning publications. They're now claiming, you know, 16, 18%. Many of us know it's considerably greater than that. But those numbers are scary enough. 9.1 doesn't matter. Spooky stuff. But they fail to show just how bad unemployment really is. Given America's current economic dilemma, the percentages of the unemployed whom people read about in newspapers and hear discussed on the television should be more accurately described as nice scenario numbers, because the true unemployment numbers are much, 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 much higher. But, oh man, nope. Uncle Reem Us is on the television right now, all over America, all over the world, telling everybody, I got me a plan. I got me a plan to put America back to work. It doesn't work that simply. Fantasy. Employment. You see, my friends, in reality, unemployment figures for Americans are at least double of those reported. That would bring it up to 18.2. More and more people continue to run out of Obama's extended unemployment benefits and no longer qualify to stay on the unemployment rolls. Other folks are just simply tired of looking for jobs that don't exist. They've abandoned the job hunt. They go home and stare at their sofa cushions, or they in fact do go home and take a couple of Smith and Wesson Brothers cough drops. If you don't understand the meaning of that, don't worry about it. You see, people who have fallen off the official count of the unemployed are not the only means by which the current unemployment numbers in America are being obscured. There are also the Obama fantasy employment numbers. Welcome to Fantasy Island. I should get that one back out of my archives and have Dan start running that sucker. You see, the Obama fantasy employment numbers are undoubtedly a fiction originally created to combat the administration's inability to make good on the president's pledge to the American people to stop unemployment numbers from ever reaching 8% if given a historic good faith loan of $787 billion. A good faith loan. Well, Obama, you can keep the faith, baby, because you ain't shown any to us. After Obama's social programming and shovel-ready New Deal approach failed, the administration began counting unemployment from a new perspective. In other words, new jobs would be counted from people who still had jobs. Now, if all that sounds a little strange, a little weird, it's because it is. Just like pulling a clip from an episode of the old Twilight Zone series of the 1960s, the Obama administration said that America's new reality on unemployment would now be evaluated from the perspective of people who had not lost their jobs due to Obama's actions. And as reported by William McGurn in the Wall Street Journal as early as 2009, this method of gauging how Obama's economic stimulus plan is affecting American jobs was full of so much phony baloney number crunching. In other words, BS. Get out that bingo card now. There is no way to quantify jobs saved by a stimulus package. It's a projection of pure fantasy born out of complete and total desperation. At least in a real Twilight Zone episode, Rod Serling would have taken viewers to the side and told them that we're now leaving the real world. Obama needs to be dragged back to our reality. Well, Obama needs to be dragged back somewhere. Because Americans, my friends, are just too broke to be able to play along anymore. Truth is that Obama's philosophy in the capitalistic free market system, the system upon which America was founded, can no longer exist without American workers suffering. Yeah. Employers are businesses that are still economically viable in today's economy will not expand their companies nor hire new employees so long as the federal government impinges on the free market and creates future economic uncertainty. This administration's failed economic policies have protracted an unemployment downturn beyond what even political spin and fantasy statistics could legitimize. Our country's painful reality is that the more common job status, the more common job status question for the America, average American is not what do you do for a living, it's do you do anything at all? And that, my friends, is a good portion of the problem that we're facing in this nation. Up until a few months ago when I began to remodel my office, I had a television here in the office, in my studio. And even while I was on the air, in cases such as that which is going on right now, I would have it on in the background, and I'd have it muted, and I'd have the closed caption garbage. But I got sick and tired of looking at Obama pontificate. I mean, this guy thinks he's, you know, he's P.O. Pope Obama, P.O. Pope Obama is speaking to the other Poe folks all over the country. Look, there's some people out there that are doing fine. There's some people that are, you know, just managing to keep their heads above water. There's some that are profiting, growing. But that's not the average. The middle class is being exonerated in this country, my friends. They're being wiped out. The foreclosure situation is not over. The debauchery in the housing market is not over. A very good friend of mine, a musician, he knew a year ago that they were eventually going to lose their house. He worked for a security alarm company. Unfortunately, he also had a DUI a few years ago and could not drive for 5 years. You can't drive, you can't get a job with a security alarm company. Got a car. He drives from gig to gig doing his music. I said, maybe you better get downtown Tempe by the college honeys and sit down on the ground, play your guitar, and put a hat out and collect some money. But keep one hat on your head, the other one on the ground because you're losing too much hair. He and his wife, Laura, lost their house a few weeks ago. Now they're, you know, they know they're going to lose it. They're probably going to wind up having to live in their van for a while. I don't know. It ain't getting any better. So Uncle Remus is up there speaking right now. Is he going to promise that you can get up off of that chair and get out and get a job tomorrow morning, a real, meaningful job that will provide you or your family with a career? I don't know. We'll talk about it more when we come back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself. To get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers waving on the faraway shore.
You know, and I know Dan pulled that one. I'd much rather sit here and listen to Renee. Absolutely. She'd take me on a slow boat to China, so long as she brings me back home again. You know, I went for the break, I thought I'd go outside and light up a Lucky and make sure my camel had plenty to eat. That was kind of cool. And, no, I don't live in Newport. As I was heading out toward the room, go outside and smoke. I don't smoke in my home, my studio. Front doorbell rings. Oh, geez, I got to go pick up packages being delivered. Don't even know what I ordered. And, then I finally go outside, take three drags and a smoke. And I've got to listen to old Boingo. I have no respect for the man. None. Hussein, whatever his name is. Obama. I heard two phrases. One talked about the importance of how we're going to train 10,000 American engineers a year. Well, let's see. Once they've been in the country from India and Pakistan long enough and they qualify for citizenship, then I guess that they'll be called Americans and they get to be engineers. What are we doing in our education system to create the engineers of the future? You know, my friend who lives up in St. Paul, Minnesota, who I've not heard from for months, so I hope you're out there listening. You know, he's got what I would believe is probably a pretty strong engineering background, as others do who listen to this program. With the education system in this country we have today, where are these engineers going to come from? I can't even remember the other comment I heard. I was so incensed by it. Oh, he's talking about the importance of developing fair trade agreements. If government's involved, there's nothing fair about it. NAFTA was supposed to be, what, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Free for who? Ever since little Newty Getrich in his contract on America in 1994, brought us NAFTA, which I think, did Billy sign it? I don't know. It doesn't make any difference who signed it. They brought us NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Since that thing went into effect, I can no longer provide product and sell gold and silver and ship it to Canada. And I certainly wouldn't trust shipping it to Mexico. Ford Motor Company moved a plant down to Mexico and built and finally got tired of the slovenly workers they had down there and the Mexican politics that Ford finally took that plant, I believe, and shut it down and moved it elsewhere. I remember seeing photographs of the living conditions of the people that worked at the Ford Motor Company outside the plant in Mexico, basically living in handmade little wooden shacks with tin roofs on it, whatever kind of scrap they could get to put. This is, oh my God. How many plants have been closed in this country? The Fords, the Chevys, the Chryslers. Chrysler's no longer an American-owned company. It's owned by Fiat. Fiat's introduced their first new model in decades in this country called the Fiat 500. And it's guaranteed not to win any races down south. Everybody joked that Fiat stood for fix it again, Tony, because they always broke down. And these guys own Chrysler? I like the looks of the new Chrysler vehicles. But is the quality there? I like to say quality is job none. Imported from Detroit. Well, Detroit's almost a foreign nation. People up there aren't working. That TV show that's on that, I know the guy claims to be the largest pawn shop in the country. He's got one of those reality shows on late at night. I would say, based on the few times I've watched it, it's kind of hilarious to watch people go in there and make animals out of themselves with their foul mouths. Most of them are crack whores and drug dealers. Certainly a good 90-plus percent of their clientele are black. Now, that in itself isn't bad. It's the guttural, filthy mannerism. They walk into the pawn shop expecting that somebody in that pawn shop owes them something. I watched this chick last week, man. You give me $500 for my ring. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. He wasn't going to pay her but like $100 for that thing. And just the foul mouth, mother effer, and it just goes on and on and on. A lot of that is frustration of the fact that whatever jobs there were in Detroit are gone with the wind. But look at this, Ford Motor Company. They've just announced they're going to open a $1 billion manufacturing plant in India, substantially increasing their overseas operations. Doesn't matter how the Obama syndicate, its subservient media, try to spin the story. Logic and basic economics dictate that if favorable conditions for expansion in America existed, its facility expansion would occur here, not over there. Look, we can't say for certain because we've learned over the last three degrading years that with Obama that any ruse is possible. Strong indicators earlier today were that the dictator-in-chief's upcoming job speech, which he's doing as we do this program, will be nothing more than part of the Obama 2012 election year campaign. He's got no intention of allowing the middle class to ever have their former jobs back or to gain new comparable ones. Government cannot create jobs. It can only allow favorable conditions for prosperity. Or it invents new government jobs that are, by design, vampiric and feed upon the real jobs creator, which is, Seth, the private sector. And, of course, its employees. Now, keep in mind that in the private sector, people who work are called employees. Marxist government working people are called workers, kind of like ants. You see that cartoon a few years ago called Ants? I think it was A-N-T-Z. I only saw the preview of it, and I was shocked. I mean, this cat's been talking about American jobs since he usurped the office of the United States presidency. And then by way of his actions and inactions, he has destroyed current jobs, now works to drive the companies who supply them out of business or out of the country. How? He does it by the addition of untenable regulations, requiring ridiculous additional and nonsensical paperwork just to remain in business, shutting down all of our energy potential, specifically clean coal plants, which provide about 40% of our U.S. domestic energy, destroys thousands more jobs while pushing U.S. businesses so relentlessly that they're finally forced to move their operations to other countries just to be able to survive. It's not just international competition. You know, I was out looking at cars the other day. I've never made any bones about it. My wife and I own a Kia. I bought her a brand new 2006 Kia Sorento. July, late June, early July of 2006. And I didn't pay a lot of attention to stuff then. I happened to be looking at new ones a couple days ago. No, I did not buy a new one. Just because it's not that her car's got that many miles, but we've got some familial situations, and we're going to do some juggling and shifting around of vehicles. And I was up getting the oil change done on her car, and I started looking at one of the other ones. The parts are all made in Korea. Well, 42% of the parts that go into a brand new Kia Sorento are manufactured in Korea. The parts. You know where the vehicle is assembled? Right here in Estados Unidos. Some of the parts actually are developed in this country as well. But the vehicle is completely assembled in the United States. And all that's doing is picking up jobs that workers for Ford and, you know, we used to call it FOMOCO. General Motors, which at that time was Cadillac and Chevy and GMC and Pontiac and Oldsmobile and Buick. But now we're building Nissans in this country. We're building Toyotas. I hate to say it. They're better built cars. They last longer. The other night I was listening to some music that I hadn't listened to for quite a while. It's music that I played for many, many, many years on my old radio program, Perspectives on America. If I could get this thing down to Dan in time, I'd have him play it, but I don't think that I can do it because I don't think I've got it in an MP3 format. It was a song done probably back in the 70s. Granny might know. Merle Haggard. And it talked about wish that Ford and Chevys would last 10 years like they used to and, you know, stuff like this. It's amazing. It would have been a perfect song to play tonight because it talks about lost jobs and it talks about, you know, when a buck was silver. I know what it was, when a Ford and a Chevy lasted 10 years and it could and all that kind of stuff. But it got to the point. It got to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that man, when your car, an American car, began to get to the closeness of 100,000 miles, man, you better get rid of that car. It ain't going to last. Today, you buy a Honda, you buy a Toyota. I don't know. I've never owned a Nissan. There's something about them I've never liked. Yeah, I've owned Fords. I love Fords. I still think Ford's the best-made American vehicle there is. Of course, me, I predominantly talk trucks, you understand. Not a big car lover, as it were. But even the Koreans. Hyundai Motor Corporation, which also owns Kia. You know, Hyundai Motor Corp is kind of like the GM of Korea. When they first came out of this country with the Kia, it stood for Korean Import Automobile. 100,000 miles. My wife's car's got 66,000 miles on it. And I'm going to tell you something. At 66,000 miles, well, you got to have a 100,000-mile warranty to get people to buy that crap. Other than normal maintenance of service, that vehicle has never given us one lick of problem but one thing. The batteries that they put in those Kia Sorentos in 06 were such garbage. 1 year later, I had to replace the battery. I had to do it again the following year and again the following. Well, this is Arizona. You don't get to be 115 degrees out here, and them batteries just ain't going to last. That's garbage. Even the most moderate battery out here will last 2 years, not those things. Well, they've now gotten away from timing belts. They're now timing chains again. Somebody got smart. Another example of the quickly developing two-punch approach of this Obama syndicate's anti-business and shutting down companies who don't fully support the tyrant's regime is Obama's attack on Gibson Guitar. The latest and second attack by the Obama syndicate on Gibson occurred in August, just last month. U.S. Attorney General Eric, you know, white people haven't suffered enough, Holder. Now fully thug and heavily armed DOJ, the Department of Injustice, broke into, raided the company's factories in Tennessee, claiming the company was using illegal unfinished rosewood from India. That's the same wood the company's been importing legally for 15 years. It's also the same unfinished wood used by Gibson's competitors. So one might logically query, why were and are Gibson's competitors not raided? Answer? Because the vast majority of Gibson's competitors supported Obama in 2008. Gibson's CEO is openly Republican. By the way, the Department of Justice boys stole over $1 million of Gibson's wood. They have yet to return it. And that's from the last raid. That's not even counting the raid of 2 weeks ago. This is the mentality that we're dealing with this administration. They are thugs. I hate to say it, but I am not, doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm saying that I am not aware of the Bush administration. And you know, for those of you who listen, I had no use for Junior Bush, but then I didn't like Daddy either. I'm not aware of a single instance where Bush went after a completely pro-Democrat donor and shut him down and raided him. Look when the Obama administration forced their money down the throats of Chrysler and Chevy and took them over. And all of a sudden you found that almost, you know, a very large percentage of the Republican, you know, those who were members of the Republican Party that owned Chrysler dealers, all of a sudden lost their franchises. A year after they'd been told to completely overhaul and revamp their buildings and had massive inventory, both parts and vehicles, they lost their Chrysler franchises. That didn't happen to any Democrats, whether they were a profitable store or not. And so, as has long been believed by many, Obama seems to be working hand in hand and working real hard to end jobs in the United States in order to further decimate this nation. This is one of the prime and conspicuous examples that we suspect. And there'll be many more before Obama's thugs complete their work of eliminating the United States of America. The right boy at the right time. The right man at the right time. They've taken this country just so far, and the moment in time came, they said, it's time to pull the plug on America. Let's put Barack Obama in there. He is our man for the job. We'll be back with some final comments.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking?
If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am rather hopeful that 54 minutes into this hour that the usurper-in-chief has finally decided to shut his trap. I don't care to listen to him. I don't care to watch him. I don't care to look at him. He has spent his entire career running. There was a Broadway play many years ago called What Makes Sammy Run? In this particular case, I guess I'd call it What Makes Obama Run. What is he running from? What is he running toward? He certainly never run for a legitimate job in his entire life. He spent his entire professional life, if that's what you wish to call it, running for one higher degree of office after another. His syndicate crimes are now out in the open for everyone to see and hear. The only reason members of Congress remain largely silent is because they fear, cower, and try to hide from Obama. Or are they, in fact, collaborating with him? We've seen collaboration in the we give you, Obama, an additional at least an immediate $1.2 trillion to spend as you like, and you give us $21 billion maybe in spending cuts next year. All due to congressional Democrats, and most notably Senator Mitch McConnell, a Republic rat, and Speaker of the House John Boehner, another Republic rat, few other rhino suspects. This regime has ceased many, but most certainly not most, of its clandestine efforts to end our country. This open and in-your-face police state behavior is one of them. Congress has done little to nothing to stop the now overt criminal activities of Obama and company. And do not buy the excuse of, we only control one house of Congress. That applies to politics. Does not apply to high crimes and misdemeanors committed against the American people. Lack of public action to stop them and their crimes will always embolden criminals. Always has, always will. He has neither the intention of allowing new jobs to be created in the United States of America, nor will he allow old jobs to return, because that, my friends, would defeat his purpose. For those of you who still think Obama will save you, you may now return to your hookah or crack pipes or crack hose. It's pretty appalling. It's what we have to deal with in this country. I received an email earlier today from someone who's been going to the federalobserver.com for a while and never really noticed the image at the top of the page. Please, I don't even care if you don't read the publication, although I wish you would. If you go to my website, federalobserver.com, if you do nothing more than look at the large image at the top of the page, tell me, in the words of an Elvis Presley song, if I could dream. And I'd love for it to have happened about 30 minutes ago while every one of them was sitting there listening to Obama Run. Thanks for allowing this rant tonight. Hope you at least got a few laughs, but I hope it got you damn good and mad. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
That suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you. I got you, and all that jazz.